Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful tonight as we have with us our special guest, one of my daughters that I didn't give birth to, the beautiful Tyra, is with us. Tyra, can you tell everybody hello?
Hi. Hi, guys.
Yeah. I'm excited to have Tyra with us. When the Holy Spirit spoke to me about our topic for this evening, Are You Ready for Love? There were a few things that popped in my mind, but she jumped up in my spirit. And so when I reached out to her with excitement, she was like, yeah. Because when I've had her on before, she said, oh, I love it. I want to do it again. So, yeah, y'all will probably hear Tyra more as time goes on because I want to help her pull out the gifts and talents that lie within her to make an impact in the kingdom through media. So you all will be hearing more from Tyra later this year and days, weeks, months, years to come. Amen. 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 So our topic again tonight is, are you ready for love? And in the promo, I wrote this. I hear a lot of people say, I love you from, I don't need an explanation. When it comes to love, I receive from my Heavenly Father, that's clear to me as well. When I face challenges in the past, those are the times when I'm really thinking about love, the significance of love. Was I ready for love? And I wasn't. Lucille Ball says, love yourself first, into line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. When you love yourself more, then things simply become lighter and easier. You won't make as many mountains out of molehills as you used to, or beat yourself up or drag yourself down over mistakes or temporary setbacks. We must come to terms with our past, forgive ourselves, embrace our truth, moving forward, and begin to love ourselves. I know it sounds easy, but so many people struggle with it. So our conversation tonight, are you ready for love? Are you ready for love? Are you ready for love? So, Tyra.
Yes.
In the whole scope of things, and we have some callers on the line, so you've had some experience for those who have called in. If you'd like to share, please don't hesitate to hit one, and we'll bring you in on the conversation. So, Tyra, I'll pose the question to you. My daughter, are you ready for love?
I think I am ready for love.
You're ready for love. Now, I just
jumped into
that. So, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I've had a lot of experiences growing to love myself and growing with my relationship with God. So, and I think I'm at a comfortable place to receive love now.
You talk about you love yourself, and in that it makes you ready for the relationship. Can you share with the audience maybe some experiences you've had with where you didn't feel like you loved yourself enough to move forward and actually love anybody else? What are your thoughts?
I think that in order to love other people, you have to grow with yourself. Self-love is very important.
Has it always been there for you?
Absolutely not.
Share with us.
I think that with personally speaking, based on my experiences, you know, growing up, I was always so focused on people accepting me and fitting in and, you know, just, I guess you can say, it was like me being a follower, I guess you can say, because I wanted people to accept me. I wanted to look a certain way. I wanted to act a certain way. I wanted to feel a certain way. And that was not me loving myself at all. That was me wanting to love the idea of other people loving me or accepting me.
And I mean, you for the world. But have you recognized that maybe a lot, well, I'm not going to say a lot, but then I can say a lot. In your age bracket, because you're young 20s, how often do you think that is prevalent, where people are just doing what they do to be accepted, but not really embracing the truth of who they are, not really fulfilling the care that's needed for self, but just doing what other people want them to do because they feel like that's what they have to do?
I think that's happening every day. I mean, I'm sure there are some callers on the line who are experiencing that as we speak. I mean, and there, I'm not perfect. There are times where I feel less of who I am, but I'm always reminded that I'm created in the image of God. So before we can even realize if we love ourselves, we have to understand what it's like to have that relationship with God and to have a Christ-centered relationship based on love.
Yeah. Those on the line who may have looked at my book, The Seeds I've Sown. In that book, I share my relationship journey, facets of my relationship journey. And one thing I experienced was abuse early on in my life, which blinded me to really knowing what love is. That abuse caused trauma to my emotions, trauma to my spirit, trauma to my body, which put me on a path not until I came to terms with it and forgave, and not just the individuals that caused this, but also forgave myself, because I was made to feel that it was my fault. But in forgiving myself and coming to terms with it, it then prepared me to be able to recognize love versus convenience for some, opportunities for others, opportunities for myself. It changed my whole perspective when I got over, I'll call it, the dumb stuff. And it wasn't dumb then, but when I look at it now, to realize that I let some of these situations keep me in bondage for so long, it was painful. It was painful. And, you know, they're young and old alike, that you and I both know right now that are in pain because of the emotion called love, where you have people who have given their whole heart to individuals with an expectation that it's going to be reciprocated, but the people that they've invested all these emotions in are damaged as they are, but nobody is able to recognize that you've got to get yourself together before you can even venture out and make yourself available to somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You're blessed. You have a wonderful young man adores you.
Thank you.
I know that. But in your relationship, you know, y'all have been together now a year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So in that time, have you seen changes in Tyra and how you relate to him and how you relate to yourself? Have you seen yourself grow in your becoming acceptance of love in this phase of your life?
I have. Because before, you know, whenever I would get into a relationship, I would be so closed off and I was just very hard to love, I guess you can say, just because, I don't know, I'm the type of person where when I love, I'm all in, and I give my all, and I'm all about that person until they leave me or something like that. And I don't have a very good, I guess you can say, experience with male figures in my life, so that makes it harder for me to accept love. And so I think that with Naquan, he's a great man, he is, and I think that he's helped me to receive love with how he stands on his word, and that means a lot to me, is a man about his word, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. We have a few callers on the line. We've got some women who know a little bit about love on the line, that can share some insight maybe about being ready for love and understand the importance of loving yourself before you are really putting yourself in a position to give love or receive love of others. And then also sharing about how their experience with God and God's love, who is unfailing, how that may be aiding you in your journey right now to prepare you for a relationship with a significant other. And a significant other, again, ladies that are on the line, please press 1 and share with me. Pastor Tori, Prophet Nina, Minister Angela. Share with me, if you will. Tyra, what would you share with someone who may pose the question, how do you know you're ready? Outside of loving yourself, how do you think you know if you're ready for love? I mean, how would you tell somebody? How would you them, or what would you say?
Honestly, how do you really know you're ready for love until you try? I mean, I think, and this just personally, I think that it's important to have a strong relationship with God. And I think it's important to, it all comes down to self-love, really. Loving yourself enough to know what you deserve and how you should be treated, and it all comes down to self-love. So I think that it's important to take time to yourself. It's important to really meditate on figuring out who you are as a person, because we all struggle with knowing who we are during different times in our life.
Yeah, that's true. That's good. Welcome, Apostle Gloria, on the line. Again, if you all have something to share, to add about recognizing if you are ready for love, please press 1 and I'll bring you in on the conversation. Prophet.
God bless you. How are you all this evening?
Doing great, thank you.
Awesome, awesome.
Are you ready for love? Are you ready for love?
I love myself. I love the Lord. And I think anything else comes along as it shall. And I think she said that self-love is so important. I was going back through and looking at a post that I think you had just put on Facebook, you know, about do you love what you see when you look in the mirror? And
mm-hmm.
just how some people responded to that with yes, or if I don't like what I see, then I have to change it. As that applies to being ready for love, if you can't look in the mirror and embrace yourself and love yourself for the reflection that you see, granted, we may see imperfections, but as we were all created in His image, understanding that we are not going to be perfect, but I think that just knowing that God loves us unconditionally, that we should then go out in the world to share that unconditional love with others. As women, of course,
mm-hmm.
we understand that, you know, we will be found as a wife. It's not necessarily something that we have to go out to search to find. But I really
mm-hmm.
do think that our self-love is going to be a driving factor in that, because no one is going to want to approach you to love you if you can't first love yourself.
Good. You know, I don't remember whose post it was, but someone was sharing about how intimacy before marriage has become a norm, and greater than intimacy before marriage, just the mere mindset of individuals that the hook to get anybody to pay attention to them or whatever. It's driven by sexual intimacy or foreplay or exposure or any of those things. And one thing that I try to explain to people, not just young people, but sex does not equate to love. It doesn't. Sex is what it is. It's sex. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy on a love level is a completely different thing. And I think that's something that people have lost sight of. And, you know, when you talk about self-love, they equate self-love with self-pleasure. It's different.
That's true.
That is. Some
Tyra? I was just agreeing with you.
Okay. Will you share, Nina?
Oh yeah, I also agree that self love is not necessarily self pleasure. So yeah, I was agreeing with them.
So I think sometimes that people feel like if they find a person that they're intimate with, they're sexual with, that makes it that defines I'm in love with you. No. No, 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 and no again. It does not. That does not define your readiness for love because you are intimate. It's not even you're sexual, because intimacy is a different thing. It's a different thing. So, Nina, because you have young adults. What do you share with them? How do you share with your children about readiness for love or being able to recognize if they are ready for love?
I think with each of them, it's going to be different. But I think for my males, it's preparing themselves, both spiritually, financially, prepared to be in a position to respect. And any male that I've garnered a relationship with, a friendship with, I've made sure has been one that shows them that is able to demonstrate how they should go about treating the female that they want in their lives. But I think being respectful, being open, being able to communicate are also important aspects that I try to instill in them. With my daughter, not necessarily that it's different, but for her, being patient. In our family, of course, we are very strong-willed, and sometimes we're not always willing to bend, to receive. But just sharing with her, yes, exactly. Help me, Lord. Being able to, you know, share with her the good, the bad, and the ugly, but just letting her know first and foremost that she herself has to love herself before she can, you know, allow someone else to love her. And it's the same with my sons. They also have to be able to love themselves, to depend and really trust who they are before they want to bring someone else in that circle.
Trust themselves. You said trust themselves. Those are not light words. That's heavy. Because how many people really trust themselves to embrace love when they feel like they're at a place? Pastor Tori, Minister Angela, Apostle Gloria, if you have something to share, please press 1. I'd love to bring you in on the conversation. I hear women sometimes talk about how they feel like they're ready for love, and they will have a significant male in their life, but they don't trust themselves enough with that significant male to try to build a relationship with him. They got 6 men in their back pocket, or, you know, that if this one make me mad, instead of trying to work through what he just did or what he just said, they start hitting the call list to call somebody else because they don't trust themselves enough to endure the process that comes with love.
You talking to me?
I can't. I'm just saying. No. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just saying. And listen, thank you so much for joining tonight. I know generally our conversations are biblically kingdom-minded conversations, but this is the month of love. Love is a part of the kingdom. Love is a kingdom principle. And we have to know if we are indeed ready for love. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Hi, Apostle Valerie. How are you?
Hey, Minister Angela. Good. How are you? Are you ready for love?
Yes, ma'am. I am. I wanted to answer your question when you asked about what do you tell young people about love. Of course, I have a daughter who's a freshman in college. And I have taught her to first love herself, to love Christ, and as Prophet Nina said, to prepare herself, you know, emotionally and spiritually to be united with someone, to also pray for her future spouse. Although, you know, she has no idea who she's going to marry at this point, I have taught her to pray now for her spouse, pray for this person, pray for her, to have patience through the process. And I've talked to her a lot about soul ties, about, you know, when
Amen.
You enter into intimate relationships without being married. And she's actually seen some of the consequences of that with some of her, with some of the people that she knows, some of her peers. So, you know, it is unfortunate what some young people experience now. They don't realize that sometimes when you enter into these relationships or these, you know, being intimate with someone, that it can cause a lot of pain in the long run, a lot of emotional pain, especially for the young lady. So I think it is a topic that we need to address more so in the church.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead, Tyra.
I was just saying that I agree. That's another conversation that I would love to hear take place.
Yeah, because I know that for the young women on the basketball team at Bluefield, you know, that was one of our first conversations, understanding soul ties and, you know, what happens when you let all this stuff in you that crowds your spirit and crowds your emotions. And then, you know, you can't, and it's at that point that you will never be able to recognize love, to know that you're ready for love, because everything that comes in, unless you've been purged, you just begin to compare this one to that one and that one to this one and this one to that one. And because that felt good and they did this better, you want to define that as love, and it has nothing to do with love. But they don't see, the world has made them to feel that they can do this and it's okay because ain't nobody get hurt. It is what it is. But they're not understanding that it's doing damage to them. And that's why, you know, that's why we're posing the question, are you ready for love? Because this in and of itself is self-care. And Angela, I will forever applaud you for your teaching us and sharing with us about self-care, because love for yourself is the primary foundation for taking care of yourself and allowing yourself to be prepared for the love that God wants us to experience.
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my husband, who I love dearly, and to go through the many challenges that I've gone through in life. I want to call it something else, but the challenges that I've gone through in life, to get to this point, I understand very well now the detriment that I was doing to myself. We've, you know, studying the human behavior and reading books, you know, hurt people hurt people. I was hurt. I was damaged. And I made it my business to hurt other people before I would give them an opportunity to hurt me, not realizing that I was still constantly inflicting pain on myself that was getting in the way of me being able to recognize love. And so after going through all of that to get to the place that I was in back in 2014, and then Benny and I becoming one in 2015, it's such a breath of fresh air to be able to identify the truth about what love is and then be graced by God to be able to live it out. So it's a beautiful thing. So, Tyra, you're young, but you can speak to this as well. But those who are on the line, what do you do in the instance where you felt like you were ready for love, you lived in the moment of what you knew to be love, and then it failed? How do you recover? How do you move on? How do you prepare again to be ready for love?
Would you like for me to answer, Apostle, or are you asking?
You can go first. Sure, absolutely. You can go first.
Well, certainly I've lived that very scenario. It's very difficult. I would say that you just have to learn from your mistakes. You have to be patient with yourself, and you have to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you through the process. I think initially I tried to do the process more myself, and so I would often look for mates that I wanted and not necessarily what the Holy Spirit would have for me. So now I'm much more amenable to listening to what he says about the, you know, the person. I try to be in prayer about it. And I try to definitely kind of slow down the process, not to rush into it, because I find when you rush, you tend to make mistakes, and it tends not to work in my favor. And so for a while, because of the fact that I wanted to be in a relationship, I'm divorced, I wanted to be in a relationship, so I decided to online date. To be honest, I'll be very honest, I probably went on about 50 dates in 1 month. And so what I found is that I became very exhausted through the process, and I found that I was not being true to myself. So as a result of that, I decided to do a dating fast, and I have not been dating for about 2 years now. Because I needed time, I felt, to work on Angela prior to trying to, you know, date again.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Prophet Nina?
Wait, do I go?
You can go, Tara. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, based on personal experiences and with my past with the male figures that have played a role in my life, based on being let down and on down the road by them, I just didn't really have a good male figure in my life who would stick to his word and show me what love was like. I didn't have that, so I didn't know. I just was very lost on what that was like. So for me, I had to reestablish what love was and what that meant for me and what that looked like for me. And now that I've met Naquan, I don't know, he's just really opened up my eyes to see what love really is and what it's, how he keeps his word, and it's just different. So I think that I would just say, like, it's not easy, but you should always take that time to just to reestablish that for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's the Travis, do you got anything to share?
No.
You said no.
And I
no.
That's not acceptable.
I feel like Angela. I feel like Angela. I am divorced, but I've been divorced for a whole lot of years. And in those years of being divorced, I've been in relationships, and I will honestly say that each relationship has taught me something different about myself. Each of those relationships have helped me grow, but none were such that this particular person was going to be my partner to the end. Learning to realize that before saying I do, I think was also just a revelation that I didn't necessarily feel that I was settling, but I just felt that for the growth that I was going to experience, they were not ready for. And so that journey, again, taught me a lesson about myself. And so I am still happily single, learning more about me as I prepare myself for that next I do.
Ooh. Amen. 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 I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at me. I'll ask this to you, Nina, and because you're happily single and preparing. Do you feel that having been divorced for several years and in the process of growing and becoming in who you are, and you made mention of the fact that it's not that you're settling, do you feel like now the criteria, because Angela, you can identify with criteria, because we've talked about that, but do you feel that the criteria that you have would hinder, is a hindrance, or are you in a place where as you're preparing, thank God in the process, because as we know, the word says, the man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But because of your strength as a woman and because of you coming into the knowledge of who you are in God, do you think that for some women, not you specifically, but for some women who are roaring and coming into the fullness of who they are in God, that it may get in the way? Because sometimes when we are strong and independent, we scare men. Do you think sometimes that gets in the way because we are so bold and so strong and so resilient that we might look at them and be like, sir, please, when in fact it could be what God wants for us? What are your thoughts with that?
I will say that, yeah, and just so y'all know, she really is just talking to me.
I am not. Y'all know this is a child you may not know. But, Tyra, this is my younger sister, and I'm not picking on her. I'm just asking questions.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now,
yeah, that's
I will
my
say,
sister.
Yes, and I will personally say that I will, on occasion, will say to a male, jingle, jingle, where are your balls? Because there are some that I encountered that I don't feel quite equal, and I don't know necessarily if equal is the word, but if I have some strength or where I am weak, there's an expectation that they will be strong. But I don't want it so unbalanced where I'm seeing all the strength on my side and very little on theirs. So then there's no balance. I don't think any female ever wants to feel that she's in a relationship that she's having to carry the weight for, when of course it should be just the opposite. So I wouldn't necessarily say that Tyria has changed.
Because I was not talking about you. I don't know why you tell the listening audience. I was not talking about Nina.
Okay. Maybe I just feel that way. That's a if the shoe fit.
You just,
I got it. Okay.
That's a
if
the
shoe
fit. Absolutely.
If the shoe fit. Okay, I got that. But no, I don't think I want to change the person to be who I think they should be. I want them to really be who they are, but to also have the ability to show some strength and to show some tenacity and to just be able to, like I say, carry the weight without the expectation that I would have to do it.
All right. Good evening, Pastor Tori.
Good evening, ladies.
It's not fun,
Pastor Tori.
First of all, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
First of all,
okay.
You guys bring me life. I swear you do.
Amen.
But
amen.
With regard to being too strong for men, I get that a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I think you have to be, and you all were saying even in the beginning, to know who you are in yourself, because if you're not, when you run into those type of situations, it can do a little damage to your psyche when people are turned off by it, or they, you know, I've had people say, you know, they, because I'm a woman of God, for instance, they couldn't be in a relationship where you're celibate. So I've had people walk off because of who I am, or the strength maybe in my character, even in my walk with God. And if I weren't strong in who I am, then I could be my psyche could take a hit, because
mm-hmm.
you want
mm-hmm.
that kind of relationship, but you can't be willing to just settle for anything. And if somebody thinks that I'm too strong for them or they can't deal with it, then I don't want them, because I don't want somebody who is coming into it thinking that they can't deal with me.
Amen.
So
thank you,
you really have to be strong in who you are and then just stay the course, because I don't think that that's who God has for me if they are running up against all of those challenges right in the beginning, because then that would make me you know, come out of my character, do things that I wouldn't necessarily do just to keep them. And so I just think in my mind, that's not who God has for me. So I just have to be patient just a little bit longer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tori. Thank you. Ladies, thank you. Thank you. I hope this dialogue has been helpful to our listening audience. Tyra, thank you so much for your transparency and your willingness to share with us tonight.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. To you, Minister Angela, Prophet Nina, Pastor Tori, thank you all for sharing on tonight. And it's something to think about, you know, as we continue to grow in God, as we continue to embrace the truth about ourselves and forgiveness and understanding, we have to always be on a check to recognize if we really are ready for love. And for those of you who are out there praying for God to send you a husband, send me a wife, send me this, that, and the third, I'm going to pray he sends you a mirror first so you can check yourself to see if you're ready for what you're really asking for. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, listening audience, again, we thank you so much for joining us this evening. Next week, we will have a special treat. We will have a guest speaker on next week, a phenomenal young woman that I met, Rick. Ooh, Lord. Lord, my phone doing crazy things. That I met just a couple of weeks ago. Stephanie will be with us to share a word from the Lord. She's a dynamic woman of God who has a story. I tell her she don't look like me, but she my sister. Amen. So I want you all to join us next week at same place, same time, to hear a word from the Lord. As always, we encourage you every week, every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower others. Remember, my sisters and brothers, you are the key to your own empowerment. We love you here. We love you. We love you so much. We thank you for your constant support, but also know that God loves you too. Good night. Be empowered.